This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The spirit of performance is what defines Acura. And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
Welcome back to a brand new episode of Rip and Rock. I'm Rocco DeSangro, and you are?
I'm Ryan Ripken, former professional ball player, and we're packed for another episode. And hey, we're through what now? The first week and a half, 2 weeks of the season, and there's a lot of buzz.
There is a lot of buzz, and Birdland has been waiting for one specific moment for the last 2 years, and finally, this is the week it finally happened. Jackson Holliday gets the call, makes his big league debut. A lot of hype, a lot of people just watching and waiting and hoping that this 20-year-old phenom is everything that they hoped that he would be. And listen, I'm telling you what, he is. Hate to break it to you. Love to break it to you. He is and then some. So you're getting a taste of that tonight as we record this on a Wednesday as Jackson makes his debut at Fenway Park with the O's. In Boston. We're going to talk about this series overall, how the pitching has looked just over the course of the last week and a half to begin the season, 2 weeks. Who's looked great? Who necessarily hasn't? And I'm also going to break this to you. Not many guys on the pitching staff haven't looked great. This is a well-oiled machine right now. On top of that, we're going to get into the next home series that the O's have that is coming up against the Milwaukee Brewers. With two familiar faces coming to town in Joey Ortiz and DL Hall. We're going to talk about all of that and more on a brand new episode of Rip and Rock. Let's get this thing started, my man.
Yeah, so how about that? The biggest news is Jackson Holliday is being called up. And actually, as we record this, he just had his first professional bat as a big leaguer. Didn't go the way that he wanted. Swung, struck out. It's a part of it. But you know what, Rock? Maybe, just maybe, he'll put it together because it's about the mindset. And we've seen him down in spring training. We'll talk about everything in a second. But the mindset that he has, there's no doubt in our minds that the best is yet to come for Jackson because of his makeup and his overall ability on the ball field.
He struck out in his first at bat. Send him down.
Send him down.
Sky's falling.
Here it is.
Completely kidding. The half inning before Jackson Holliday struck out, first ball hit to him. Second base, he turned a 4-6-3 double play with Gunnar Henderson to end the inning. Poetry in motion, it looked beautiful. From one top prospect to another former top prospect, it was really, truly awesome to see. And there's plenty of this game left. Right now, I'm looking up at the TV. We're in the bottom of the third, and they keep panning to Jackson Holliday. Trust me, he is locked in. He's ready to go. Family sitting front row. They're pumped for him. Dad Matt looks like he can still play baseball. Ethan, his brother, he could be a number one overall pick in the near future. He's one of the top baseball players, high school-wise, in the country. So I don't know what Matt Holliday and his wife are feeding their children, but it's working.
Yeah, I mean, the bloodlines there are very strong. And specifically, though, and I'm glad you just mentioned family. Shift to this part. Great moment for the family. You know, and Matt might have a chance if Ethan is going to be a high draft pick with right now. They are projecting him in 2025 to be. But is that you get to watch your son live out his dream. And that is something to me is the coolest thing of this whole thing. We take out that Jackson is the number one overall prospect. And he has this extreme superb talent to help this ball club for years and years to come. He is getting to celebrate this moment with his family, which... people that you talk to, there's nothing like it. and playing at Fenway Park. If it's not going to be Camden Yards, you're playing up at Fenway Park, one of the most historic ballparks in all of baseball, and you're facing the division rival, it's pretty great. Now, Jackson Holliday, he's earned the call-up, and you know what, Rock, too? This wasn't a service manipulation situation, or service time manipulation, I should say, where everyone's going, wait a minute, they're just going to wait to try to get an extra year out of him, and that's just a plain the business of baseball. Well, the Orioles, and you can touch on a little bit more, Rock, but they called him up before that time or window where they could keep him for another year, and it's just showing that the Orioles really just were giving him an extended spring training, essentially, and they had every intention now of having him up here playing every day. Brandon Hyde said that this lineup that you see out there is probably the one that you're going to see a lot, specifically with Jackson at second base.
No, absolutely, man. And this is more of a lineup that you want to see. You have Jordan Westberg at third. You have Gunnar Henderson at short. You have Jackson Holliday at second, and then Ryan Mountcastle at first. Now, I don't know if this is a lineup that ends the season. Who knows? Injuries happen, obviously, knock on wood. Moving parts happen. Trades happen. Prospects get called up. It'll be interesting to see as Jackson Holliday, went into right, looked to make a catch, and the ball dropped, but it's okay.
Finish your thought, and then we'll talk about that play.
Sorry, I was getting distracted by the TV. But, he's going to be fantastic for this ball club. What I was saying, though, just about the infield with him, when you look at this lineup, you're like, all right, that's more like it. The lineup that you want to see. Kowser's in there. Jackson Holliday's in there. Westberg's in there. Gunner's in there. Adley's in there. Your young bucks are in there, man. And for the best farm system in all of baseball, for the O's to bring up this fresh crop of young talent and how good they are, it's pretty cool to see, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's three number one overall prospects, two of them being the number one overall pick in Adley Rutschman and Jackson Holliday, and Gunnar Henderson is the other number one overall prospect that came up through the system. It's just a tremendous time, and I was telling people this earlier, I was alluding to it. You know, growing up, if you're a Baltimore Orioles fan, you were probably, if you're not old enough, you've heard of the golden age of Baltimore baseball, the 60s, the 70s, the early 80s. And then, really, the Orioles haven't had the success that those teams had. They haven't won a World Series since 1983, let alone been back to it. And now it just feels, with Jackson being up here, I told people that it just feels like we are entering into that new golden age and era of Baltimore baseball here, which is extremely, extremely exciting to see. And for Jackson Holliday, too, I think it's the biggest thing to point out with young players, Rock. Mm-hmm. He's a tremendous talent. Yeah. But he's going to make mistakes. He's not going to be perfect. And on that play that you're looking at, the fly ball, that's a hit, by the way. It's not an error on his case. That was a little bit of miscommunication. He looked like he was trying to call people off, but that's a ridiculously hard play, especially in your first big league game. But the thing is, regardless, he is going to have to go through growing pains. And quite frankly, he didn't have a lot of those growing pains in the minors. Nope. Because he just shot up right through the system. It's going to happen. It's not an if, it's a when. And it doesn't change anything with him as a player, but people need to understand it's exciting. But at 20 years old, I mean, we talked about what the heck we were doing at 20 years old, trying to figure it out. This guy's being asked to be one of the best players on one of the best teams in baseball. It's going to take time.
Not going to lie to you, Rip. I'm still trying to figure it out at 30 years old. So
yep.
It's to see him come up and to be so mature and have such a great head on his shoulders. It's special, man. He's a special player. He's a special talent. He's not going to let one play or one at bat define his career. I'm telling you what, man, watching him in the field, watching him at the plate, we did talk about it. Slumps are inevitable. Bad plays in the field, not that that was a bad play. They're inevitable. They're going to happen. Mistakes happen. Like with any profession, they happen to the best of the best in the world, in any profession, in any sport. And the same can be said for Jackson Holliday. So I would just, a message to this fan base, regardless of what happens in this first month, whether it's all good, whether it's some good mixed in with some not so good, be patient.
Yeah.
Gunner went through a slump. Adley went through a slump. It's inevitable that at some point in time, Jackson Holliday is going to go through a slump as well. But we're not here to talk about the slumps for Jackson Holliday.
No.
We're here to talk about the big day every baseball player's dream he is living out right now, being able to make his MLB debut. He called a shot, man, 2 years ago, less than 2 years ago, when he got drafted. That introductory press conference with Mike Elias and Scott Boras, he was sitting right in the middle of them. He said, hey, I'd love to be up here in 2 years, even less. That'd be great. Look what he did. Less than 2 years, called a shot. He's up here in the bigs with the O's, and fans are so excited to see him. And a special moment, I would say, for him getting to pick his number, but for your family as well, wearing that number 7 on his back. And that's the first time that number 7 has been worn in a very long time.
Yeah, so for those who don't know the context of the Orioles' history, the number 7 hasn't been worn since my grandfather, Cal Sr., when he was coaching with the team. And I believe before that, it was player Mark Belanger. But Cal Sr. was the last one, and it was never been retired officially or anything like that. But unofficially, no one's worn it since. And that's going dating back decades and decades. And so the moment, obviously, the number 7 means a lot to the Holiday family. Personally, Jackson then wanted to then honor his own father in that case of wearing, he wanted to wear number 7. And but the Orioles even said, you know, you got to make sure that, you know, you got to give my father Cal and talk to Billy and the family and get their blessing on it. And Jackson ended up calling my dad and talking about it and saying, you know, wishing him the best. And, you know, my dad and Bill, I thought, said it great on MLB Network today as we're recording. It was, you know, it brings back the recognition of Cal Sr. I think the one thing that the whole family wants is for Cal Sr. to be remembered. We're talking about these prospects coming up. That's what the Orioles used to be. It was the Oriole way. And I know people will say the quote-unquote Ripken way. I like to just say the Oriole way because my grandfather was a part of it. And he'd be very proud of the way the system and these guys have developed homegrown talent to get to the big leagues. And it takes a special person to wear number 7. And my family's, you know, very excited and thrilled for Jackson because we do think he checks all those boxes. So, but definitely special because at the end of the day, we want to continue the legacy of Cal Sr. And we're excited to see the legacy of what Jackson Holiday is going to be in Baltimore.
Love that, man. Well said. And I think this fan base would agree. Seeing him out there with that number 7, it is special. And I think he's going to wear it well and wear it with pride. And dude, to see him, to see Gunner, to see Adley all out there, you talk about this era of baseball and how the Orioles have done such a great job of bringing guys up in their own special way. To have 3 number 1 prospects in 3 consecutive years, that's unheard of, man. That doesn't happen too often, if ever. To have 3 guys come up, 2 of whom were drafted number 1 overall in Adley and Jackson Holiday, and to come up and produce the way they are with Adley and Gunner both being those top prospects. And that's the hope for Jackson Holiday as well, that he can come in. It might not be seamless. The hope is that it is as seamless as possible. But whatever happens with Jackson Holiday, he's going to figure it out. I promise you that.
No doubt about it. It will be an exciting ride to see how it all unfolds. But you know who has it kind of figured out, Rock? It kind of leads into the next segment here. It's how about the Orioles pitching staff, where people were going, wait a minute, we got injuries. What's going on with the bullpen? Not so fast.
Tell you what,
the unit that is the Baltimore Orioles pitching staff, from the starting rotation to the bullpen, actually has done a tremendous job so far this season, Rock.
Yeah, no, they absolutely have. And it's led by Corbin Burnes, and he has looked like everything that an ace is supposed to look like, despite joining a new club, despite jumping over from the National League to the American League in that trade. He has been everything that this fan base hoped he would be. He's as advertised. And honestly, when Corbin Burnes is on the mound, it's must-see television because that dude, he brings it, and he brings it hard. It is some filthy stuff that he throws out there. And, you know, he gives up a home run in the first inning, and then, you know what? He's like, I'm going to lock in. It's like, you know, people feel how they want about LeBron James, but it's almost like when LeBron was with the Heat and that meme where he makes that face.
Yeah.
It's like in the eyes. Locks in. That's what I feel like Corbin Burnes did in that game. And that's what I feel like Corbin Burnes has done in each start he's made this season. The second one, it wasn't the Corbin Burnes that we're necessarily used to seeing, But it wasn't a bad start by any means for Corbin Burns.
Nope.
It just wasn't 11 strikeouts. It just wasn't a one-hit game.
Yep.
But, you know, Corbin Burns is filthy,
We've seen three variations of Corbin Burns so far. We've seen the dominant one in the opener. You saw the one that got scratched and clawed and grinded and got you into the sixth inning and only gave up two earned runs when he had gave up nine hits. Found a way. And then the game against Boston, hey, got a home run early. And he was a guy that just got better as the game kept going. And for people to understand that, that's the makings of a true ace right there, is you can win in so many different ways. And what I love with Corbin, and it's a lot of the top end guys, by the way, here's just a little thought. They will say, hey, you get me early, you're not going to get me again.
Nope.
Mike Trout got him in the opener in the first inning. Tyler O'Neill got him in the opener at Boston, their home opener. And then that was it. And that's all. It's all said and done. He has definitely been the anchor of the pitching staff that people were hoping he'd be, with Kyle Bradish especially out.
No, absolutely. And what's the saying in life and in sports? It's like, it's not about how you start, it's about how you finish.
Damn right.
Corbin Burns can give up a first inning home run and he's going to be fine the rest of the game. He's proven that he's able to lock in and just, it's not even about settling in. It's like, okay, maybe I left a pitch out. Maybe I left a pitch down. Maybe I left a pitch up. Maybe I left a pitch where I didn't want to leave one and someone got a hold of it. It happens. You're one of the top pitchers in the game facing some of the top hitters in the world. It's inevitable, man.
Oh, yeah.
You're not going to shut everyone out every game. You're not going to have zero blemishes on your final line. But, man, to only allow one run in each of or two of his three starts now, it's impressive for Corbin Burns.
Yeah.
Take a look at what his ERA is right now.
It's good.
Cooking with. He's 2-0 with a 1.93 ERA, 20 strikeouts.
And we'll tell you, hey, we don't have to give you a number. It's good, but
it's
we gave you a
exactly.
number anyway. But this is the thing also. Let's talk about the whole staff here for a second then. The whole starting staff. And again, we're recording this as this game is being played in Boston right now. But overall, the Orioles pitching staff, knocking on wood, hasn't allowed more than four earned runs in any outing so far this season. And in Corbin Burns' case, it's been two earned runs or less in each outing. Grayson Rodriguez, same thing. Dean Kramer and Tyler Wells haven't allowed more than three earned in theirs. The only one that allowed four was Cole Irvin. And when you have that as starters, that keeps you in the games.
Mm-hmm.
That keeps you going. And then people can look at it and go, well, Ryan, you know, the bullpen and Pittsburgh, what happened? Well, the Orioles could have won all those three games, or they could have lost two like they did, and that's exactly what happened. But guys like Danny Coulomb has looked lights out of the pen. Keegan Aiken has looked very good now that he is fully healthy. And Craig Kimbrel, you can say what you want. He's not going to be used for two innings like they did with Felix Bautista. But when he's pitched so far, his stuff has looked good. Yes, the Orioles couldn't close out some games, but we might not even be talking about the quote-unquote bullpen if the double play opportunity at the end where Gunnar lays out, makes the play, comes up, and unfortunately throws it away.
Mm-hmm.
If he makes the play, Orioles went 2 of 3, and they continue the good start. But the biggest reason why this Orioles team is in every game so far, Rock, is because they're pitching is keeping them in the hunt.
No, absolutely. Their hitting definitely has to become more consistent, and I think it will.
Yep.
I don't think you're going to hold the Orioles to 2 or 3 runs every game. It's just not going to happen, especially with the way this team hit the ball last year. And people can, go ahead.
I was going to say, Kansas City's ERA, by the way, the Orioles played at the second series at home. It's the fourth best in baseball right now.
Yeah.
So to give context, it's not like the Kansas City Royals are going out there and not doing things well. The Kansas City Royals staff is off to a great start.
Listen, and people can say what they want about Austin Hayes and guys who are struggling or slumping right now. Austin Hayes was an all-star last year, and I know that was then, this is now. But this is a guy who I truly believe will figure it out. Right now, Colton Cowser's hot on his tail, man. He really absolutely is, and that is also a good problem to have because who's going to be your everyday starter in left field? Is it going to be Hayes? Is it potentially going to be Cowser? It's a wait-and-see kind of thing, and this season, I'm sure that battle will be one that fans keep an eye out on, if you want to call it a battle. But you see Cowser in left some days, you see Hayes in left some days, and it could be different scenarios, it could be different situations, but those are two guys. It's not, you know, I don't think you have an everyday set left fielder right now. I think it could be either or. Hayes, obviously, he's got to pick it up with his bat a little more, but I truly do believe that he's going to figure it out in due time.
Yeah, I mean, he's two for his first 26 to start the season. It didn't help that he got banged up in spring training, got hit by that pitch, and you're trying to stay healthy, and then you're going into the colder elements, and maybe you're not feeling 100%. Clearly, he's not seeing the ball the way that he wants to right now, but over the course of his big league career, taking out his initial call-up, in his full time he spent in the big leagues, I believe he hasn't hit below 250 as a hitter. So you've seen the consistency in his body of work. Colton Cowser deserves his opportunities to continue to stay hot, but don't discredit a guy like Austin Hayes, who is just 1 year, less than a year removed for being an all-star and being the starting outfielder all-star for the Baltimore Orioles. So it's a good problem to have. They have a ton of talent. But again, at the end of the day, what you're seeing, if the pitching staff can continue to pitch the way that they do, or continue to pitch the way that they are pitching right now, the Orioles are going to be in a lot of games and they're going to win a lot of games.
No, absolutely, man. And that's exactly what Birdland wants. They want these games to be competitive. They want the Orioles to go out there and give the fans a reason to watch like they did last year. I mean, this team is capable of so much and they only added to what they have. Yeah, I know Felix Bautista, he's on the IL. Got the Tommy Johns. He's not going to pitch this year. I know Kyle Bradish hasn't pitched yet because of his UCL sprain, that setback. But Kyle Bradish, we talk about the pitching staff, what they have right now. John Means is making rehab assignments. Kyle Bradish got sent down to Aberdeen. He's with the Ironbirds right now. He's getting set and scheduled to make rehab assignments. So I don't think you're going to, like, if you had doubts about whether or not Kyle Bradish would pitch this season, some might still have doubts about whether or not he'll pitch this season. Time will tell whether he will take the mound or not. If he goes out and throws, you know, 2-3 strong innings in Aberdeen, has no problems, has no setbacks with his arm, that's one step closer to returning to the bigs and being that solid number two or number three in the starting rotation. I mean, I'm telling you what, man. I don't even want to put an order on this. Obviously, Corbin Burns is your one. But then you have Kyle Bradish and Grayson Rodriguez. That is a solid three-headed monster at the start, you know, starting rotation.
I mean,
the thing is,
right now, you can see the reinforcements, at least. And again, I'm not even saying reinforcements the wrong word. You can just see the depth that they actually have. They have a lot of good arms. Now, of the two pitchers between Bradish and Means, feel way better about Means for this season. It's not because I love Kyle. I just think his injury compared to Means, it's one that makes you hold your breath each and every time he goes out there. So I am hoping each start he feels good and he can make his way back to Baltimore. But John Means, he's getting his spring training, quote unquote, work down in AAA. His time's coming. When we've seen John Means healthy, you saw it last year down the stretch of the Orioles. It's impactful. He's one of the best lefty starters in the game. So it's going to be a very, very big upgrade for the staff that's already doing a tremendous job. So we'll see. But you know what? John Means is not pitching right now. He's not going to pitch next series, Rock. But you will actually see a couple guys, which we'll dive into here in a moment.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Absolutely. Let's jump into this part where we're talking about the next series on tap for the O's. I forget we had to pause there, so hopefully
all's good.
Part out.
Yeah, we're
know.
Trying
you
to figure
know.
It all out.
Yeah,
but anyway,
pause for a little break.
Yeah, hey, you know what? We're trying to figure all the pauses out. But you know what? There's not a lot of pauses in the baseball season, Rock. If we're being completely honest.
No.
Orioles, after they finish up in Boston, they're going to head down and play the Brewers. And what we're saying is, DL Hall, Joey Ortiz, two of the Orioles used to be top prospects at one point, are now in the big leagues with the Milwaukee Brewers. DL is slated to start Friday night in Baltimore. And even though it's a lot of love that DL has for the team in Baltimore, gave him his first professional opportunity, there is something about facing your former team, and DL is going to be excited, especially the fact that there's going to be the Jackson Holiday night here at the yard as well.
Absolutely. First 15,000 fans, I believe, get a Jackson Holiday t-shirt. Pretty cool one.
I would like a t-shirt myself.
I would absolutely like a t-shirt. It's a pretty sick t-shirt because they had the Welcome to the Show ones last year. Jackson Holiday, I feel like that t-shirt's so much cooler. No offense to the other ones, but it's not like a Welcome to the Show. It's like baseball's number one prospect.
Boom.
And it's kind of cool. So if you haven't had a chance to check it out, be sure to check it out. Or just simply be one of the first 15,000 fans over at the yard on Friday night when the O's play the Brewers. Here's the catch about that game. If you don't have Apple TV, I would suggest getting it or bumming it off one of your friends or family members, because that is an Apple TV game. Jackson Holiday's first game at home in front of the crowd at Camden Yards. So unfortunate there for people who might not have Apple TV or might not want to invest in Apple TV. I know it's only $8.99 a month, but it's the basis, man. It's people don't want to pay.
Well, and also, too, yeah, I get it. But also, you can get a free subscription, I believe, like first free 7 days.
We've all used different emails to get those free trials. Do one of them.
Yeah,
we're not going to tell anyone.
Your secret,
it's beneficial, exactly.
Your secret's safe with us. But let's give you a little bit of rundown also then just about the Milwaukee Brewers. Obviously, they got DL Hall. Mm-hmm. Joey Ortiz has been in and out of the lineups. But you know what? They have a really star-studded player on their side of the diamond as well. And I haven't practiced this. Jackson Chirio, who is one of the other talented players. I believe he was the number two prospect going into the season behind Jackson Holiday. He is on that team. He's extremely talented. So you have him and Jackson Holiday both on the field, plus all the Orioles young talent, DL Hall, Joey Ortiz. And this Milwaukee Brewers team, you got to keep in mind, this has been a team that's been a playoff team the last few years. They've been able to, especially last year, win the division. Now, they've had some changes. That's a part of it. You lose Corbin Burns, and ironically, I believe Corbin Burns is going to get a chance at his former team on Sunday.
Yeah.
But the Brew Crew are off to a good start. They're sitting at 7-3 as we record this, and they are a team that do a lot of things well, and especially in the early part of the season when teams are trying to figure themselves out, that's the part that can be dangerous, especially for a team where the expectations, Rock, the team with the expectations here is the Baltimore Orioles, not as high for the Milwaukee Brewers.
No, absolutely. You hit the nail on the head right there. And losing Corbin Burns, that doesn't necessarily help any baseball team because he's one of the best pitchers in baseball. He's been able to prove that year in and year out, winning the Cy Young Award in 2021. So it'll be an interesting series. I'm really, truly interested to see how it goes with the Orioles and Brewers. But I'll tell you this, Rip, the vibes are going to be so high. DL Hall returns. I'm sure fans will welcome him with a nice ovation and then boo the hell out of him because that's just how baseball is. That's how fan bases are. But it will be nice to see DL Hall back on the mound here at Camden Yards. Jackson Holiday going up against DL Hall. You would assume that he's going to be in the lineup on Friday, that everyday second baseman. That's pretty cool to see. I know those guys didn't play together in the pros with the O's, obviously, with Jackson making his MLB debut tonight. But the two guys that came up through the system, drafted by the O's, and to be facing off against each other, that's a matchup that fans are going to definitely keep their eye out for. So a lot to look forward to, man, especially Friday night at the yard with everything going down. It's going to be exciting. And we're actually going to be over there, myself, a photographer for Fox 45, with pregame coverage, because Masson is not going to air it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not going to be there. You're not going to see the postgame sound or the pregame sound on TV. We're going to be over there kind of doing that whole shebang, pushing that out. So Be sure to check out Fox Baltimore, my Twitter account at Rocco DeSangro, because we'll have a ton of content from Friday as Jackson Holliday gets set to make his home debut with the Birds.
So you can check all that out as the weekend continues on. And then when we record after the series is going to conclude and we can look back at what happened this weekend, hopefully we have a lot of more details. We're going to have more details on what happened, but hopefully if you're a Birdland fan, it is a lot of positives, meaning the team did well. And hopefully Jackson Holliday has a warm, comfortable, and successful welcome to Oriole Park.
Yeah, so, we're going to... Oh, go ahead, Bruce.
No, that's really it. That's all I got.
I was just going to say, we're going to break down everything Jackson Holliday did in this series with the Red Sox and then the upcoming series with the Brewers on Monday's episode of Rip and Rock that will air. So definitely tune in for that one. We're excited for it. We're going to keep trying to push these episodes out every Monday and Thursday with a video element as well. You're going to see our ugly mugs on the screen.
Speak for yourself.
Instead of just listening to my... I was actually... talking only about you. I meant to say ugly mug. Mm. So, you know, this is, you see what I'm working with. It's like, I don't have a face for radio. Actually, I do. That's what my friends tell me all the time. So maybe I should be doing that instead. No offense to anyone in radio, but that was just what people told me growing up. Face for radio, not a face for TV.
Okay. You done?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm done here. So guys, we appreciate you tuning in to this episode of Rip and Rock, and I believe I got this part right, Rock. You can listen on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, iHeart, Radio, wherever you get your podcast, and like, subscribe, and review the podcast. Let us know how we're doing and how we can improve it to make this experience better for each and every one of you that listens. But that's going to do it for this episode. He is at Rocco DeSangro on X, at R DeSangro on Instagram. I am at Ryan Ripken on X and Instagram. Follow us there for continued daily coverage of what's going on around the Orioles and Baltimore. And we will see you next time for a brand new edition of Rip and Rock.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.